Welcome to Gemara Martins. Today's shiur is Krisus Daf Tes Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you're not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's Shiur begins from the Mishnah that you will find on the 7th of the wide lines on Daf Tes Zayin. In effect, this Mishnah is a continuation of a series of Mishnayos in which we find Rabbi Akiva asking a question. So, before we begin the Mishnah itself, let us glance at the outside margin where the topic heading appears. We entitle Nosei. We've indicated that this Nosei is a rather long one. It lasts until Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. And in fact, Emir Tzashem, the following shir, the next shir that follows this one, that will cover Daf Yud Zayin, will be a direct continuation of what we will be learning in today's Daf, Daf Tes Zayin. The topic that we have indicated here reads as follows: She'iloso shel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's question: Ha'oisa toldos harbe shel av melocha achas b'meshech shabosos harbe. You'll notice we have a little aleph and a beis that we've written above the line here in our introduction, because these are, it's one question that has two distinct parts to it, and the Gemara will make that point in its discussion. He asks about one who violates Shabbos by doing many toldos of one av melacha. An av melacha is a primary forbidden action on Shabbos. There is a list of 39 of these such activities. They're called the 39 avos melachos. An av melacha will have very often a subcategory or a branch that is called a toldah. We can call it a derivative of the av melacha. The toldah itself is also considered a Torah prohibition, and it carries with it a similar penalty to that of one who violates an av melacha. For example, there is an av melacha that's called zorea, having to do with planting items that in the ground that grow. A derivative of zorea would be those activities that promote the growth of different vegetation. So if one waters his plants on Shabbos, that would be an example of a toldah of zorea. If one prunes a tree, so the pruning of the tree promotes additional growth. So that pruning, or zomer, is called a toldah of zorea. What Rabbi Akiva's question is concerns one who does multiple toldos of one av melacha over a period of numerous shabbosos. How many sin offerings would this individual have to bring, assuming that his behavior was one of a shogeg nature, where there was an element of lack of knowledge? Exactly what lack of knowledge there was will be the subject of further detail in the Gemara. The Mishnah. Omar Rabbi Akiva, Sho'alti es Rabbi Eliezer, I asked of Rabbi Eliezer, Ho'ose melochos harbe, b'shabosos harbe, me'ain melocha achas, behelam achas mahu. A person who commits or performs many forbidden Shabbos activities over the course of numerous Shabbosos, and all of these activities are derivatives of one av melacha. That's what the expression me'ein melacha achas means, that these are numerous toldos of one av. And he does so, behelem achas, in one state of lack of awareness. In other words, from action to action, and from Shabbos to Shabbos, ostensibly, there is no awareness that he had done something wrong previously. The question is, chayav achas al kulon, or chayav al kol achas vi achas? Is he chayav one sin offering for everything that he has done, or does each toldon, each Shabbos, generate a separate obligation? Omar Li, Rabbi Eliezer answered, Chayav al kol achas viachas mikal v'chomer. One is obligated for each and every violation, each one individually. And I say so, says Rabbi Eliezer, based on kal v'chomer logic. Uma nido, she'en bo toitzois harbe v'chatois harbe, chayav al kol achas viachas. In the case of someone who has relations with a menstruant woman, a nida, and the nature of that offense is one that it doesn't have toldos to it. That's ein bo totzos harbi. It doesn't have derivatives. The violation is accomplished only through the act of intimacy, and that's it. And yet we know that for multiple nida relations, there is a separate sin offering that is generated. Shabbos sheyesh bo toitzois harbe umisois harbe, Shabbos, which incorporates many different derivatives. In other words, there are many different ways of violating Shabbos, and they all constitute a Shabbos violation. And there are many different ways that one could be guilty of the death penalty. Eino din shehe chayav al kol achas v'achas. All the more so, there should be that Shabbos and its violations would carry with it this concept of individuality and multiple korban of sin offering obligations as a result of each and every different violation or separate violation. Omarti loy loy, and Rabbi Akiva says, upon hearing Rabbi Lezer's response, he says, no, im amris benida sheish bo shtei azhoros. You can't compare Shabbos to nida. Nida has a certain element of seriousness, of stringency, that you don't have by Shabbos, insofar as that there are two people that are involved, and they carry with them prohibitions. Shehu muzer al hanida, vanida muzheres alav. The man is forbidden to be with the nida, and the nida woman is forbidden to be with the man. Tomar b'Shabbos she'en bo elo azhora achas. When it comes to Shabbos, there's only one party that's warned. In other words, the individual who is about to violate Shabbos. But you don't have the element of two that are warned under the same heading of as you do have by nida. Omar li, so Rabbi Lezer said back, habo al haktanois yochiach, a case of a nida, intimacy, when she, the woman, happens to be a minor. And the word ketanos, though it appears in the plural, it really is a generic term referring to the minors of the world. So that if an adult man performs an act of intimacy with a nida woman, but she is a minor, that will prove to the contrary. He says, Yochiach, that will be a response to what you just argued about the supposed stringency of nida. How is this a response? She'ein bo elo azhora achas v'chayav al kol achas v'achas. If a person would have multiple nida intimacies with minor girls, each one would generate a separate obligation, even though you don't have this double prohibition that Rabbi Eliezer mentioned before. So that you can't say that nida has an element of stringency over Shabbos, and therefore, if in the case of Rabbi Eliezer says there is multiple obligations, so too in the case of Shabbos. Omarti loy loy. So Rabbi Akiva says back, I said back to him, Not so. Im amris biketanos, if you are trying to argue or strengthen your position from the case of the minor, even though right now they are guiltless because of their minor status, yesh bohen la'achar zman, they will be obligated when they become adult, and of course violate the nida prohibition then. As opposed to Shabbos, when there is only one violator now and later on. Omar Li, Rabbi Elezer responds, Habo al habehemo yochiach, one who conducts an act of intimacy with an animal, and he does this in a multiple fashion, that will prove to the contrary, that even though you have something that has only one form of a violation, as opposed to Shabbos, which has multiple forms of violation, and yet in the case of Bo al Behemo, it would appear that there is going to be multiple obligations, multiple sin offerings brought. So Kal v'chomer to Shabbos. Omar Tiloi, Rabbi Akiva says back, well, HaBehemo k'Shabbos. If you're trying to argue from the Behemo standpoint, I say to you, the Behemo is like Shabbos. Now, as far as the explanation of that line, Rashi presents two possibilities, and based on what we will see later in the Gemara. So, we will leave this for the Gemara to deal with when it arrives. We now start the Gemara. We must emphasize that today's shiur in Gemara is going to contain many different variables, and it may be argued that this would be classified as a rather complicated piece of Gemara. This kind of Gemara is a type of Gemara that one will gain fluency in it by reviewing it many times, but not necessarily on the same day that one learns it, but in the course of time it will become a little more manageable. But for those who are learning this sugya for the first time, it may appear to be very complicated. The markings that we have here should help somewhat. But all that being said, let us get into the Gemara. First, we glance at the outside margin where we have a Nosei Mivneh heading. The triangle appears, and they represent Shnei Shlavim Shel Birur. There are two stages of clarification. One, Ma Sho'al Rabbi Akiva B'Mishnah. What was Rabbi Akiva's question? What was he asking about when he posed his question to Rabbi Eliezer? And the second stage of clarification is Biur Matzav Yediosoi Shel Hachoite Legabi Shabosos VeHamalachos. We'll be investigating what the level of awareness was. What type of awareness did the violator have with regard to the Shabbos and with regard to the actual actions done? A trapezoid form that we refer to from time to time as the volcano shape represents shlavim, stages, lahavin ma sho'al Rabbi Akiva b'mishnah. So, under Roman numeral number 1, you will see this volcano shape used, because it's right now we're trying to figure out what was Rabbi Akiva even asking about. In truth, when we learned the Mishnah, we already made a reference to this issue. The Gemara. My koboi mine. What was Rabbi Akiva asking of Rabbi Eliezer? In his question, he mentioned a person violating Shabbos over the course of multiple Shabbosos. And he also emphasized that the violations were in the form of toldos and not the ovos. In other words, toldos, the derivatives of one of the primary violations, and the question did not focus on violations of multiple ovos. So now the Gemara, my koboi mine, E shabosis kegufin damyon eloi, if he was asking regarding the shabosis, are shabosos regarded as separate entities, separate bodies, literally, that each Shabbos is considered a separate entity, is that so or not? Or is the fact that he violated over multiple Shabbos considered just one continuum? Now, if that was his question, then niboi boi minei ha'oise, then he should have asked. Now, you'll notice the double underline with dots in it. On the side, we have indicated that this is underlining the expression niboi boi minei kachoy tzorach linaseach es sheilo, so then this should have been the question. So, if he's asking regarding how we view multiple Shabbosos, do we view them as separate entities or one continuum, then he should have asked ha'oise melocha achas b'Shabbosos harbe, one who does the same melocha, the same action, over the course of many Shabbosos. So, but he didn't phrase it that way. In the Mishnah, you can see that Rabbi Akiva asked about ha'oise melochos harbe, not melocha achas. Elo, second stage, vlode melochos. Rather, maybe this is what he was asking about. Vlode melochos I ka'avois damyon v'iloi. Do we view the derivatives of one av melocha as we would view separate avos melochos? In other words, if a person were to violate several avos melochos, for example, he would sew on Shabbos in terms of mending a garment, sewing and planting and cooking, three separate unrelated avos melochos. So those would generate three separate sin offerings if he's unaware of what he's doing. Unaware meaning he's unaware of these being Shabbos violations. So is the question now regarding the toldos, do we view the derivatives of one av melocha as we would view separate avos? Well, if that was his question, then niboi boi mine, he should have asked as follows: ha'oise melochos harbe me'ein melocha achas b'shabbos achas, one who does many toldos of one av during one Shabbos. And if the depending on the response to that question, we would then understand how Rabbi Eliezer views toldos. But yet, Rabbi Akiva didn't phrase the question like this either. Omar Rava. So now Rava answers. Up till this point, we were in a question mode. This we indicated by the long question marking that appeared to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You can see we had circled a shin with a vertical dashed line. The question itself ends here, and now we answer, Omar Rava, Amri Bei Rav. Rava answers in the name of the yeshiva of Rav. Amri Bei Rav is an expression referring to the yeshiva. So Rava answers in the name of what the B'nai yeshiva said, Tarti Ba'aminei. Rabbi Akiva had really sandwiched two questions into one. There were two points that he was asking about. In fact, the two points that we just raised were part of his question. Number one, Shabbosos kegufin damyon e lo bo'amine, are Shabbosos, separate Shabbosos, considered separate entities or not? And vlode melochos e kemelochos damyon e lo bo'amine. Likewise, he asked about vlode melochos. How do we view the toldos, the derivatives of one av melocha? Now, the Shita Mikubetzis adds words here into the Gemara. You'll notice we have a conveniently drawn-in star, fourth line under the Rashi text in the Shita Mikubetzis, and he says, after understanding what the question was, Uposhatle, that would mean Rabbi Eliezer's response then was to Shabbosos kegufin damyon, that Shabbosos are viewed as separate entities, and hence each Shabbos would be capable of generating its own separate korban. Uposhatle devlade melochos kemelochos damyon. And he also answered that the toldos are viewed as separate entities as well. so that if a person would, let us say, have violated the toldos of one av mlocha on one Shabbos, each tolda would have generated a separate korban. This now becomes stage two of figuring out this topic. And we had noted earlier, under our Nosei Mivneh heading, under the Roman numeral number 2, mentioned that this is now Biur Matzav Yedioso Shalachote Legabi Shabosos Vamlochos. We're now going to delve into what was the person's awareness with regard to the Shabbos. V'Shabbosos Heichi Mebayolei. There are two crown shapes that appear in the Gemara. These are featured on the side, on the outside margin. Aleph, Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Melochos. This is a state of mind where a person, he is unaware that today, that the given day that he is doing what he's doing happens to be a Shabbos, but he does know that the actions that he's doing would be forbidden on Shabbos. He's just not aware that it's Shabbos. The issue, if that was his mindset, so you have a person doing forbidden activities, if they're forbidden on a Shabbos, if he was aware that it was Shabbos, then he probably would have desisted from what he was doing. But he was unaware that it was Shabbos. That's called Shigigas Shabbos, V'Zodon Melochos. The issue concerning such a mindset would be, what is the law regarding the fact that numerous days pass from Shabbos to Shabbos? Those are called the Yomim Shebeintayim. Do we say that even though our subject is unaware of these Shabbosos as they come, do we say that the intervening days, the intervening weekdays, provided an opportunity for him to become aware that a Shabbos had passed? A yediyah, awareness, is an element that generates a new sacrifice, sacrificial obligation. In other words, a person having violated something in a state of unawareness and then post facto became aware, and then he went on to violate again that same thing in a state of lack of awareness, that situation would generate two separate sacrificial obligations. That he'd have to bring two sacrifices. Yediyah, this idea of becoming aware, separates. What we're going to be focusing on here in our discussion is the potential for having become aware. It could be that even though our subject himself did not become aware from Shabbos to Shabbos, but the fact that there were intervening days, that is ample time for a person to have discovered that a Shabbos had gone by. That's one possibility. There's a second possibility that we're dealing in our Mishnah with someone that was Zodon Shabbos. This is, we call Beis, the Zodon Shabbos V'Shigigas Melochos. He knew from Shabbos to Shabbos, he knew that it was a Shabbos. He knew that it was Saturday. However, the activities that he was doing that turned out to be Melochos, forbidden activities, he wasn't aware that they were forbidden activities. So from week to week, he does these same activities, knowing that it is Shabbos, but he's not aware, he doesn't become aware that these are, in fact, melachos, forbidden activities. The concept of Yomim Shebeintayim that we mentioned earlier does not apply to activities, knowledge and awareness concerning activities. That concept of Yomim Shebeintayim is appropriate only with regard to the labeling of a day, with regard to a calendar awareness that a day, a particular day, passed. But as far as knowledge concerning melachos are concerned, that requires one to sit and study the topic. So when in our Mishnah we see Rabbi Kiva asking about a person who had violated Shabbos in a multiple fashion, in other words, he did multiple toldos of one av, and he did it over the course of several Shabbosos, what we have to determine is what was the person's Shabbos awareness. Let us now look in the Gemara. We're looking at the second triangle, five lines from the bottom. V'shabbosos heichi miboyalei. Regarding the person's Shabbos awareness, what is Rabbi Akiva asking about? Is it so that shigigas Shabbos v'zodon melachos pshitolei di yomim shebein tayim havyon yedil lechalek? Is this matter, or this category, a matter that's poshit, that's obvious to Rabbi Kiva? In other words, that he's not asking about this situation where you have a person that was simply unaware when he was doing these malachos, he was unaware that it was Shabbos. And this repeated itself from week to week, lacking awareness of it being Shabbos, but he does know, he has the knowledge that the actions that he is doing are malachos. And we didn't point out earlier, but it's never too late, when we speak about a korban chatos, a sin offering, that is brought only when we're talking about Shabbos, it's brought only under circumstances that you have a shogeg, a state of lack of awareness. So that if you're talking about someone that is in a shigigas Shabbos state of mind, his lack of awareness concerns Shabbos. And that the fact that he was doing many malachos would be of no concern to us, because his lack of awareness concerns the one element called Shabbos. So is it so that this state of mind called Shigiga Shabbos V'zadu Melochos, Rabbi Kiva isn't asking about that because it's obvious to him that the passage of the intermediate days, the weekdays that pass from Shabbos to Shabbos, that's called Yomim Shebein Tarhavio Yadiyah L'Chalek, that would be considered a level of awareness. Even if he didn't become aware, but the fact that these days passed, that's considered awareness. It's ample time to become aware that a Shabbos had gone by. And therefore, for each Shabbos, he would be chayav a separate korban chatos. However, v'zodon Shabbos v'shigigas melachos, who the boy minei? What Rabbi Akiva was asking about was a person whose mindset regarding Shabbos was that he was aware each time, each week that Shabbos arrived, but he wasn't aware that that which he was doing was a forbidden activity. And the question then is, what Rabbi Akiva was asking about was, e kegufin damyon e lo. Are separate Shabbosos considered separate entities? Now, since you're dealing with someone that's shigigas melachos, so if he was doing, let us say, three different toldos, or let's say three different forbidden activities over the course of numerous Shabbosos, but he was aware that it was Shabbos each time. Now, if you say that Shabbosos are like gufin, it's like in the case of intimacy with women, if a person has one act of intimacy with five different women, so each woman will generate a separate need for bringing a sin offering. They're considered separate entities. So, do we say that someone in this state of mind called Zodon Shabbos Vishigas Malachos, are each Shabbos is a separate entity, and therefore, if he was doing three forbidden activities per on each Shabbos, so it would be, if you're talking about, let's say, three Shabbosos went by, and each Shabbos he had done three separate violations, so he would have to bring he would have to bring then, again, those three violations were done in a state of shigigas malachos, in that state of mind, so he'd have to bring nine korbanos, each Shabbos being considered a separate entity, and each Shabbos having three violations, so three Shabbosos, and each one, three violations, would generate the need to bring nine sin offerings in such an example. So it could be that that is what he is asking about. Do we say that? Oy, Dilma, or the opposite? And here you'll see the same two factors, but reversed. Or, Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos Pshitolei, the Shabbos is Keguf and Damion. Or it could be that this state of mind called Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos, he, Rabbi Akiva, is sure that each Shabbos is a separate entity. V'shigiga Shabbos v'zodon melachos hu deboamine. And Rabbi Akiva was in fact asking about this state of mind where he was not aware of it being Shabbos each week, but he knew that those activities would be forbidden if it was a Shabbos, and that's what he was asking about. Hu deboamine diyomim shebein tayim e havion yedil chalik oiloi. How do we view the intermediate weekdays? Are they considered as if there was awareness and that would cause a separate obligation per Shabbos? Omar Rabba. We have a bow tie shape around Rabba. You'll notice on the outside margin, under the bow tie heading, we've listed Rabba, Abaye, and Rav Chisda. These are three Amoroyim that address the issue of what was Rabbi Akiva asking about. So these are Chivosehem, Lasheelos, that we had noted above in triangles, Shenishalu Bagamara. So we have three Amoroyim that will be presenting their answers to the two triangled issues that we noted above. Omar Rabba. We now continue on the top of Tezayin Amud Beis. Mistabra Shigigas Shabbos V'zodon Melachos Pshitolei Diyomim Shebein Tayim Havion Yediyah L'chalek. We have above this line some little inserts, some markings that should help in the navigation, so that the triangle, Roman numeral number 2, shows that this line is a response to the second question, and we've called this Aleph. The two Aleph helps you find where this was mentioned on Amud Beis, so that we're going with the Aleph approach in the question under the Roman numeral number 2, and saying that that Shigigas Shabbos V'zodon Melachos, that issue was Pshito Lei, the Yomim Shebein Tayin Havion Yediyah L'chalek. That was the way it was presented, four lines from the bottom of Omer Aleph, so that this is what Rabba feels was obvious to Rabbi Akiva, that the issue of that, in other words, that this wasn't his question, because this was obvious to him, that the state of mind called Shigigas Shabbos V'zodon Melachos, it was clear to Rabbi Akiva that the intermediate days are considered ample time to become aware, and hence it's a yediyah l'chalek, it's awareness that would cause a separate obligation from week to week. How, on the other hand, V'zodon Shabbos V'shigigas Melachos hu deboaminei. The case or the level of awareness called Shabbos awareness, but lack of awareness of Melachos, is what he was asking about. Hu debo amine, the question being kegufin damyon ilav. The Shita Mekubetzes adds words here to make it a little clearer. So if glancing at the side under the Aleph of the Shita Mekubetzes, he reads in here that Rabbi Kiv was asking, E kegufin damyon, v'chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, is it so that each Shabbos, when you're aware of Shabbos from week to week, that each Shabbos is considered a separate entity, and therefore he would be chayav for each Shabbos, v'al kol melocha melocha shel kol av, and he would be chayav for each not only for each Shabbos, but then you'd have to multiply it by the malachas that he did on each Shabbos, because the malachas, in fact, were done in a state of lack of awareness. E loy, or maybe, he wouldn't be saying that the Shabbos are kegufin damyon, and that even though he committed these violations over a series of Shabbos, that would not generate multiple sacrifices. So up till now, Rabbo has presented what Rabbi Akiva was not asking about and what he was asking about. Upashit lay, and Rabbi Eliezer responded, as far as your question is concerned regarding Zadon Shabbos Shigas Malachas, upashit lay, Rabbi Eliezer answers, the Zadon Shabbos Shigas Malachas, kegufin damyon. They are, in fact, viewed as separate entities. Each Shabbos is considered a separate entity, and that would then be responsible for generating more sacrifices. However, velo kabil mine, and Rabbi Akiva didn't accept this answer, so that Rabbi Eliezer will be of the opinion that Zadon, according to Rabbo, that Zadon shal shigas malachas are kegufin, and Rabbi Akiva not accepting that. You may see this in a chart form, so if that be the case, you would have to make mention of this machlokis on the chart. A second point, uposhat le, remember there were two triangles on Omer Aleph. The other topic happened to be the issue of toldos, multiple toldos of one av malacha. So this too, Rabbi Eliezer answered. Upashit lei, this, we have a second diamond under our mivne heading in the outside margin. The diamond emphasizes this where Rabbi Eliezer responds. That's called upashit lei. And Rabbi Eliezer says, regarding triangle number one, which was the issue that we just mentioned of the multiple toldos of one av, devladei malachos kimalachos damyon, velo kabul mine. And regarding this as well, Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's answer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Vlade Malachos are considered separate Malachos, even though they are derivatives of the same Av, the same principle Malacha, but a Tolda has its own significance, so that multiple Toldos of one Av will carry with it a separate sacrificial obligation. And below Kabul Mine, and to this, Rabbi Akiva did not accept that either. We've used this dashed underlining to emphasize the response of Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Eliezer's answers. So up to this point, we had raised the question as to what exactly was Rabbi Akiva asking of Rabbi Eliezer. We have seen Rabbo's response, and we have featured Rabbo with a bow tie at the very bottom of Amud Aleph. If you skim ahead on this page of Gemara, you will see a little more than halfway down a second bow tie appearing around Abaye's name, where Abaye also addresses what was, in fact, Rabbi Akiva asking of Rabbi Eliezer, and a similar structure where with diamonds, you will see how Abai presents what Rabbi Eliezer answered. And we will also see, under Abaye's name, how Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer's answers. Following Abaye, Rav Chisda will give his point of view on this as well. In the meantime, though, we have an issue to deal with under Rabba, where you'll notice we have a crown shape. This surrounds the expression mino amino. This shape will appear again and again in the Gemara when we move on to, when we move on to Rav Chisda. So the question here is from where do I know what I said? Mino amino la, disnan. We have here a long answer marking. And from this long answer, we will see the basis of Rabbo's analysis. And that we see the basis of Rabbah's analysis of what Rabbi Akiva was asking about, what Rabbi Eliezer responded, and how Rabbi Akiva responded to Rabbi Eliezer's answer. So we now proceed with the Gemara. Disnan. We have a Tanaic source. This Tanaic source is a quote from the Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos, which reads as follows. Klal Godol Omru B'Shabbos. A general rule was stated regarding Shabbos. This Tanaic source breaks down into three parts. We have little numbers that we enclosed in a diamond shape. The first category, the first rule, Kol HaShochech Ikur Shabbos. The case of Shochech Ikur Shabbos, Rashi explains, is someone that isn't aware that Shabbos is written in the Torah. He's not aware of Shabbos, he's not aware of Melachos. Someone like that, the Osa Melachos Harbe, B'Shabbos is Harbe, and he prohibited Shabbos activities, many of them, over the course of many Shabboses, Eino Chayov Elo Achas. He'll bring one sin offering. Even though you have this multitude of violations, nevertheless, he is not aware of the basic Shabbos. So it's considered one lack of awareness. This first category will not be the subject of our discussion as we go on. So let's continue with category number two, Hayodea Iker Shabbos V'Osa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbos Es Harbe. Someone who is aware that there is Shabbos in the Torah. He knows about the principle of Shabbos. He just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. This is what we call, by the way, when we say he's aware that it's Shabbos, he knows that there are 40 or 39 Ovos Melachos on Shabbos. He just doesn't know that today is Shabbos. This is what we call Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Melachos. And it says regarding this category of Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Melachos, it says here, Chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Let's read number two again. This is very important for our discussion. Number two, Hayodea Iker Shabbos v'Osa Melachos Harbe b'Shabbos Es Harbe. He is aware of the principle of Shabbos with its 40 forbidden activities, 39 technically. And he does these forbidden activities over a course of many Shabboses. This is what we termed Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Melachos. The source tells us that he's Chayav al kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. How is it so that he's... Why is that so? When we said that he's not aware of each Shabbos as it goes by. So as we explained before, because the Yomim Shebein Tayim, the intervening days, are considered a Yediya L'Chalek. However, it's very important to note that the chiyuv here is on each Shabbos, but there isn't a chiyuv on each and every melacha that he did per Shabbos, so that the number of chatos that he would bring, according to what we see in the words, would be a number of chatos per Shabbos, governed by the number of Shabboses that went by, but not taking into account that each Shabbos contained multiple violations. Category 3, Hayodea Shehu Shabbos, V'Osa Melachos Harbe B'Shabbos Es Harbe, Chayav Al Kol Av Melacha U'Melacha. Here is someone that is aware that today is Shabbos. This is called Zodon Shabbos, V'Shigigas Melachos. It says here that even though many Shabboses went by, the obligation that he carries with him is only for the violation of the activities, but not activities times Shabboses. V'ilu chayav al kol av melacha shel kol Shabbos v'Shabbos lo katani. Regarding this last statement, it says that he's obligated for each av melacha that he violated, but not per Shabbos. Since we describe this as a case of zodon Shabbos v'Shabbos melachas, the issue surrounding this was, are Shabbos's kegufin damian or not? Are Shabbos's considered separate, like separate bodies, separate entities? And according to this answer, they're not. The fact that he was aware each week as Shabbos went by that it was Shabbos, he was aware on Shabbos that it was Shabbos, that does not generate multiple sacrifices, so that it's the Shabbos's, the string of Shabbos's are considered one continuum. Mani ha, who is the author of this Mishnah in Shabbos? Ilemo Rebbe Eliezer, if you were to think that this Mishnah in Shabbos is according to the Tana Rebbe Eliezer, well, we have news for you. Emo Seifa, stating the Seifa, the continuation of that Mishnah, it says, Ha'oisim melachas harbe, me'ayin melacha achas, ein chayov elo achas. If one does the multiple toldos, multiple derivatives of one primary melacha, in other words, toldos harbe of one av melacha, it says he's chayav only one, V'i Rebbe Eliezer. If this were authored by Rebbe Eliezer, the Tana Rebbe Eliezer, well, chayav al kol vlade melachos kimelachos. His shita is that a person is chayav on each tolda separately. It doesn't say that, though. It says to the contrary. Elo pshita Rebbe Akiva hi. The Mishnah in Shabbos is in accordance with Rebbe Akiva. Ushma mina shigigas Shabbos v'zodoin melachos pshita lei diyomim shebeintayim havyon yediyah lechalek. In this source, it says he's chayav for each Shabbos separately. So that, take a look at the little arrow that we have to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow you see opposite the top line. Rabba had said that according to Rabbi Akiva, the state of mind known as Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Melachos, that state, when it repeated over week after week, it was clear to Rabbi Akiva that Yomim Shebein Tayim Havin Yedil L'Chalek, that each week is viewed as a separate entity, that the time that passed, the weekdays that passed, were ample time for the person to have discovered that it was Shabbos, even if this subject didn't, but the potential was there. And it said in this Rabbi Akiva authored Mishnah from Maseches Shabbos, it said concerning Shigigas Shabbos Zodon Melachos that he's chayav on each Shabbos separately. You can see that if you notice the little squiggled arrow to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, and you align this with the arrow above, that points to the line in the Gemara that mentioned that he's chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos, and we wrote in between the lines where the arrow is technically pointing that yomim shebein tayim havin yedi lechalek. Furthermore, Rabbo says zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas melachos hu deba'i. It was the issue of Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos that Rabbi Kiva was asking about. E kegufin damyon, is each week viewed as a separate entity? Uposhat lei, and Rabbi Eliezer had answered. Now we have little letters here to indicate that Rabbi Eliezer's answer covered two topics. He answered him the kegufin damyon, that state of mind known as zodon shabbos melachos, when done week after week, each Shabbos is viewed as a separate entity. And also, Rabbi Eliezer answered him, Rabbi Akiva answered Rabbi Akiva, udevlode melachos kemelachos damyon, that multiple toldos of one av are considered like separate entities. Utravayu lo kobil mine, and both of these points Rabbi Akiva did not accept. Now, if you we have a little star to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text to attach or to connect this with what was opposite the line above, opposite the star, regarding the issue of Vladi Melachos Kemelachos, at which point we saw that that was what Rabbi Lezer had answered, that the Vladi Melachos are considered like separate Melachos. And the line after that, above, we notice Velo Kabul Minei. You'll notice we have this Lo Kabul Minei mentioned, underlined twice above. Here, we dashed underlined similarly, Utravayu Lo Kabul Minei. This is the end of Rabba's background, the background that the Gemara, that Rabba brings to show where he was coming from. So after all is said and done, if you were to just make some type of overview statement or review statement regarding Rabba and the Tanoim, and this is something that you can see on a chart, that Rabba's presentation of Reb Lezer and Reb Akiva under the case of Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos, that situation according to Reb Eliezer, Kegufin Lechalek, and according to Rabbi Akiva, this was what he was asking about, and his finally, Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Lezer's approach, and rather, Rabbi Akiva says, Lo havi kegufin. Regarding the case of Shigigah Shabbos v'zodon Malachos, that issue was, as far as Rabba's Rabbi Akiva is concerned, he wasn't even asking about that. Because as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, it's pshita that they are havion yediya l'chalik. The intervening days are sufficient time for a person to have become aware, and hence each separate Shabbos would be viewed as a separate entity insofar as the korban obligation. Continuing now in the Gemara, Omar Le Abaye. Abaye says to Rabba, he says, Li oilum emo loch, I would say to you that Zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas melochos, that case, pshita le Rebbe Akiva, the Shabbosos lav kegufin damyon. Not like you said that this is what he was asking about, but rather this situation of Zodon Shabbos v'shigas melochos is obvious to Rebbe Akiva that the Shabbosos are lav kegufin damyon. They're not considered separate entities. And how do we see this? Because in section 3 of the framed source above, it had mentioned he's chayav al kol av melach melacha, but it did not mention al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So apparently, in a state of mind known as zodon Shabbos v'shigas melachos, the Shabbosos are not considered separate entities. On the other hand, v'shigigas Shabbos v'zodon melachos hu debo aminei, the issue of shigas Shabbos and zodon melachos is that which Rabbi Akiva was in fact asking about. The yomim shebein tayim mihavyun yadiyah l'chalek oiloi. Do we look at the intervening days as being tantamount to an awareness or not? We're using the diamonds as we used above. These are now Rabbi Elazar's responses to the topics that Rabbi Akiva had been asking about. So Uposhitle the Yomim Shebeintayin Havion Yadiyah Lechalek, that intervening days do constitute awareness. The Kobil Mine, and Rabbi Akiva himself accepted that. And this, by the way, you could see in the original source that we call the Rabbi Akiva source, where in section 2 it had said, regarding someone who we already explained was a Shigigas Shabbos and Zodon Melachos, and it had said in section 2 where there was a dotted underline, it was a Chayav al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So that was Rabbi Akiva accepting the answer Rabbi Lezer had given him. Uposhit lay, and regarding the other topic of Vladei Melachos of Toldos, Rabbi Lezer answered Vladei Melachos Kemelachos Damyon, that separate Toldos are considered like separate Ovos, and would generate a separate sacrifice for each Tolda violation. Velo Kabul Minei, but on this point, Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's approach. And that we also pointed out in response number 2, mention was made only of Chayav al Kol Shabbos for Shabbos, but no mention was made of Chayav al Kol Melacha u'Melacha. so that Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept Rabbi Elazar's approach to that issue. Rav Chisda Omar. Rav Chisda, we will discover, has a different approach to the give and take between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar. Rav Chisda tells us that Zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas molochos, that case, afilu Rabbi Akiva svirolei dekigufin damyon, that each Shabbos is considered a separate entity. So if you have a chart of this sugya in front of you, you will notice that Rav Chisda's Rabbi Akiva regarding Zodon Shabbos Shigas Molochos, Rav Chisda's Rabbi Akiva saying it is kegufin, is unlike Abaye, and it is also unlike Rabbah. Both Abaye and Rabbah's version of Rabbi Akiva had this as lo havion kegufin. The problem with Rav Chisda's approach is that when you look at the original Rabbi Akiva source, the Klal Godol source from Masechet Shabbos under section 3, which featured the case of Zodon Shav Shigas Melochos, mention there was made only of Chayav Al Kol Av Melocha Melocha. No mention was made of Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos. And yet, Rav Chisda is claiming that Rabbi Akiva's approach to this is that it is kiguf and damian, they are separate entities, therefore each Shabbos would require a separate recognition or a separate korban obligation. Rashi addresses this problem, and Rashi says that in the section 3 of that Shabbos source, where it had said Hayodea Shu Shabbos Chayav Al Kol Melocha Melocha, and it didn't mention Shabbos, each Shabbos and Shabbos, it is to be understood though. And this you can see in the Rashi, we've dashed underlined this on the third line under the Gemara text. Continuing in under Rav Chisda, so that the issue of Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melochos, as far as Rabbi Akiva is concerned, that wasn't even a question. It was obvious that to Rabbi Akiva that they are kigufin. The Chiba Minei, when Rabbi Akiva was asking his question, Shigigas Shabbos v'Zodon Melochos Hu Debo Minei, he was asking about that case. And by the way, in this respect, this is like Abaye, who said that this was the question. The case of Shigigas Shabbos v'Zodon Melochos was the question. And the question when dealing with that is, do you view the intervening days, the intervening weekdays, as tantamount to awareness? We're using these diamonds again to highlight Rabbi Elazar's responses. And Rabbi Elazar answers, intervening days are considered awareness to separate each Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva accepted that answer. And we pointed that out, once again, when you look at the Shabbos source under the number 2 section, it had mentioned there, Chayav Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, indicating that the intervening days were considered a Yediyah L'Chalek. And Beis U'Poshit Lei, regarding the other topic of Vlados Melochos, Rabbi Eliezer answered Rabbi Akiva, the Vlode Melochos Kimelochos Damyon, that each Tolda is considered a separate entity, Velo Kobil Mine. And regarding that, Rabbi Akiva did not accept Rabbi Eliezer's response, as was taught in the Seifa, where we had featured this above, where we had a little, a line and a half framed source, where it read, Ho'isim melochos harbe mein melochachs ein chayav eloachas. That was the Seifa of the Rabbi Akiva source. Now, similar to what Rabbah had done above, Rav Chisda does this for his cause. Omar Rav Chisda mino amino lo. From where do I know that Rabbi Akiva holds that Shabbosos kegufin? This, by the way, was the point of difference between Rav Chisda and the preceding opinions, those of Rabbo and Abaye, that under circumstances that we call Zodoin Shabbos v'Shigas Melachos, each Shabbos is considered a separate entity. So where, says the, from where do I know this, says Rav Chisda, Tesanya. Here, like we had before under Rabbo, a long answer, here we have a long response on the part of Rav Chisda. We've used a long marking to the immediate left-hand side of the Gemara text. You can see we've written in Rav Chisda's name with a vertical dashed line, continuing down a number of lines down from the top of Omid Beis, of Yud Zayin Omid Aleph, that is. Before going further, we have some more structural notes to deal with. So on the outside margin, you can see we've written the Nosei Mivneh with a triangle shape that has a colored in tip. And you'll notice we've written in parentheses the word Ma'akav. This indicates that we'll be trying to keep track of the give and take style of this Gemara. We've written in under that, Rav Chisda Mevases Hesbero. Rav Chisda attempts to give a basis for his explanation. Ubekach makshe al Rabbo, and through that, he will also be in effect asking or presenting a problem for Rabbo, with the triangle appearing in a reversed fashion, with the tip facing downwards. Those are tshuvois l'toivas Rabbo. These are responses for the benefit of Rabbo. We will shortly be reading a Tanaic source. In the Tanaic source, we have featured Rabban Gamliel's name with a trapezoid or volcano shape. We've also used some underlining, dot underlining and dashed underlining. You will see that this trapezoid shape is to lahavlit ma shenire kestira b'Rabban Gamliel. We will be highlighting what appears to be a contradiction in Rabban Gamliel. Regarding the same activity, he says initially exempt, and then he says guilty. You'll notice with the markings how we've emphasized with a dashed underline the words chayav and potter. Now, turning to the Gemara. After having read Rav Chisda's point of Menah Amin Olah, Desanya, we're focusing right now on how do we know that Rabbi Akiva holds Shabbosus Kigufin, that each Shabbos is considered a separate entity, and this has relevance to the issue of Zodoin Shabbos Veshigigas Melachos. Desanya, the source says, HaKosef Shtei Oisyos, one who writes two letters from an alphabet. We should point out that amongst the different Avos Melachos of Shabbos, there is an Av Melacha called HaKosef, writing. Writing is violated when one writes two letters. So this source says, HaKosef Shtei Oisios, Behelam Achas Chayav, in one state of lack of awareness. So he's done a complete Shabbos violation, two writing of two letters. So, if he's unaware, he'll bring a korban chatas. B'shnei halomos, if he does this in two states of awareness, in other words, after having written one letter, he discovers, I now see that I wrote a letter on Shabbos, and then he forgets himself and writes another letter. Rabbi Gamliel mechayev v'chachomim potrin. Rabbi Gamliel says that the fact that he had an awareness between two half malachas, that doesn't serve to separate them, and therefore he is chayav. This is known by the term ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. V'chachomim potrim, the v'chachomim hold he is exempt. Umoide Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel will concede shim kosav ois achas b'shabas zu v'ois achas b'shabas acheres potter, that if he writes one letter on a given Shabbos and a second letter on another Shabbos, that he will be exempt. V'tanyo achriti, we have another source that says, HaKesuv Shtei Oisus B'Shtei Shabbosus, one who writes two letters over the course of two Shabbosus, meaning one letter on each given Shabbos, Echad B'Shabbazu V'Echad B'Shabbazu, one letter on this Shabbos and one letter on the next Shabbos, Rabbi Amliel Mechayev V'Chachomim Potrin. Now, here, using the dot underlines, compare the two sources. In other words, both sources spoke about one letter on this Shabbos and one letter on the next Shabbos. In the first source, Rav Gamliel, concerning that case, said, Potter, and in the second source, regarding that same case, Rabbi Elazar says, Chayev. Ko salka daitoch. We're now making an assumption to Rav Gamliel, to Rabbi Akiva Svirolei, that Rabbi Gamliel is associated with Rabbi Akiva, so that whatever we see under Rabbi Gamliel's name, we would equate that with Rabbi Akiva. When we speak about Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbi Akiva in contrast to Rabbi Eliezer. Bishlomo Lididi, so Rav Chisto continues to say that as far as my analysis is concerned, things will work out. Now we've used a brackets here for the sake of streamlining the reading. In the margin, by the starred comment, we have written Matresa Sograim. The purpose of these brackets are Lahokel ala Kriya, to make the reading easier, Al Yadei Dilug, through an initial skipping, Kedei Lirois Hamivne B'Yeser Kalus, to see the structure in a simple streamlined fashion, where the Gemara here says Bishlam Lididi, and then skipping the brackets, you will see Elo Larabo, etc. So that's the overview. But so Chasograim, Rav Chisda Min Amek as Dvarv, within the bracketed section, so Rav Chisda will prove his point. We have a bracket length indicator, the vertical dash dotted line that you see to the immediate right hand side of the Gemara text, takes you three lines from the top of Yud Zayin Omed Aleph. So now that we've presented this, the purpose of the brackets is simply to see the reading as initially Rav Chisda says Bishlam Lididi, and afterwards, after the brackets, Elo Larabo, etc., but according to Rabo, we will have a problem. So let us now see why things work out well according to Rav Chisda's approach. So the Gemara says, Bishlam Lididi, the Amino that I held, Zodoin Shabbos Vishigigas Melochois, Afilu Rabbi Akiva Oimer, the Shabbos is Kiguf and Damion. That my opinion, as opposed to Rabba's opinion, that in the case of Zodon Shabbos Shigas Molochos, each Shabbos is viewed as a separate entity. Ha, the Sanya Potter, regarding these two sources with the writing of two letters, the source that said there is exemption, that was because on the two Shabbosos, the fellow's mindset was Bezodon Shabbos Vishigangas Molochos. He was aware that it was Shabbos on each one of those 2 weeks. The Shabbosos Kiguf and Damion, each Shabbos is viewed as a separate entity, and therefore each letter will not join up with the next. In other words, we're talking about a total of two letters, but they were written on two separate Shabbosos, which each Shabbos is considered a separate unit, so that you don't have two letters done in one unit of time. Each Shabbos being viewed as a separate unit of time, and there is no guilt for the writing of one letter on Shabbos. So that the source that described Oisachas b'Shabbazu v'Oisachas b'Shabbazu Potter, it's because his mindset with regard to the two Shabbosos was a mindset of Shabbos awareness of the day of it being Shabbos. That's Zodon Shabbos Shigas Molochos, and with such a mindset, since they are Gufin, they are considered like separate Gufin, therefore the two letters will not join together. So that explains the source that says Potter, and that is working with the assumption that Rabbi Akiva, who is reflected by Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Gamliel reflects Rabbi Akiva, that Zodon Shamas Shigas Melachos are Kiguf and Damian. And that's my opinion, says Rav Chisda, contrary to Rabba. The ha, the top of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the ha, the Sanya Chayav, the source that says for the two letters on two separate Shabboses there is guilt. The reason for that is Beshigiga Shabbos Vizodon Melachos. He did those two Shabboses. He was in a, this person, the subject was in a state of mind, unaware that it was Shabbos, but aware that, that different activities are Melachos. The kosavar ein yedia lechatzi shiur. The fact that we're talking about two separate Shabboses, but in this state of mind, the issue would be the yomim shebein tayim. The intervening days, are they considered a yediyah or not? So that, in general, this is Rav Chisda's approach, that yomim shebein tayim are a yediyah. This is Rav Chisda's approach with regard to Rabbi Akiva. In other words, Rav Chisda said this was what Rabbi Akiva had asked about, and Rabbi Elezer had answered they are considered yediyah lechalek, and Rabbi Akiva agrees with that. Therefore, when you're dealing with a chatzi malacha, a half a malacha, we have this concept that Rav Gamliel has made famous, that ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. That awareness, when you're dealing with an awareness taking place between half malachas, the awareness then doesn't play a role to separate, and therefore the two halves do join up, even though the yomim shebein tayim is in general yediyah lechalek, but not when you're dealing with a chatzi shiur, you're dealing with a half a malacha. And that's what the Gemara says, because kosavar ein yediyah lechatzi shiur, that even though yomim shebein tayim are a yediyah is of no consequence, as of no significance when you're dealing with a chatzi shiur, as is the case here, one letter on this Shabbos and one letter on the other Shabbos. Hence, they join up to create chiyuv. So, Rav Chisda says, with my approach to Rabbi Akiva, we can explain what appeared to be a contradiction in Rabban Gamliel's. No contradiction whatsoever. The two sources featuring Rabban Gamliel are dealing with two different circumstances. One was Zodan Shabbos Shigas Melachos, the other was Shigigash Shabbos Zodan Melachos. Elo L'Rabba Di Omar Svirole L'Rabbi Akiva De Shabbosos Keguf Echod Hain. But according to Rabba's approach, that when a person is in the Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos state of mind, each Shabbos is considered a separate entity, plugging the Rabbi Gamliel sources now into this, Bishlamo, the house form, is used to highlight the expressions Bishlamo and Ela. So Bishlamo Hadesanyo Chayav, the source in featuring Rabbi Gamliel and the two letters, each one on a separate Shabbos, saying the man carries with him guilt. So Mishkachas law, that could be explained, whether it bein bezodoin Shabbos Shigas Melachos, de Shabbosos keguf echod hein, according to Rabba that holds that Rabbi Akiva's version of Zodon Shabbos Shigas Melachos is that the continuum of Shabbosos is considered one continuum. They're, in other words, keguf echod meaning they're not considered separate entities, so the two letters were written within one Shabbos entity, even though it's over a course of a couple of weeks, but it's keguf echod damion. So it's two letters written on one Shabbos entity, that is a melacha. And likewise, ubein b'shigash avzal melachos. You could explain the source of Rav Gamliel with the two letters, and he is chayav. Likewise, in a state of mind known as shigigash avzal zodah melachos, which is the issue of yomim shebein tayim yediyah lechalek, the kosavar ein yediyah lechatzi shiur. Rav Gamliel is of the opinion that awareness or discovery of awareness that separates two half shiurim, one letter and one letter, is a non-issue. It doesn't serve to separate, and hence, even over a course of a couple of Shabbosos that were done in this mindset of Shigiga Shavzal Malachos, the two letters will join up, and hence he will be Chayav. So as far as the source in which Ram Gamliel says Chayav, we can explain that easily, whether it was done in the Zodon Shabbos Shavzal Malachos mindset, or the Shigiga Shavzal Shavzal Malachos mindset. But the source that says that he is exempt, that in which Ram Gamliel said that one letter on this Shabbos and one letter on another Shabbos, he is exempt, well, lo b'chada v'lo b'chada, you won't be able to explain that, whether you say it was a Zodon Shabbos, Shigas Malachos mindset, or a Shigas Shabbos v'Zodon Malachos mindset. According to neither one of those approaches, will the Potter ruling be able to be explained. Well, Omar Loch Rabo. Rabo responds and says, Rabo Gamliel, who is the focus of our seeming contradiction right now, Svirale Karebi Eliezer, Rabbi Gamliel does not subscribe to Rabbi Akiva. He subscribes to Rabbi Eliezer. The Omar, Shabbosois Kegufin Damyon. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion with regard to the case of Zodon Shabbos Vishigas Malachos is that each Shabbos is considered a separate entity. Therefore, the source that says he is exempt, that is because he did it with that mindset. Those are two Shabbosos that he was aware each time it was Shabbos. It was a Shabbos day. That's called Zodon Shabbos Shigas Malachos. Therefore, since they're called Gufin, they're separate entities, the two letters cannot join up. One letter on one Shabbos and one letter on a separate Shabbos, being that each Shabbos is a separate entity, they do not join up, and therefore he is exempt. As far as the source that said he is Chayav, that could be explained that he was doing it in a state of mind of Shigigas Shabbos V'Zodon Malachos. Since it was Shiga Shabbos Vazada Malachos, the issue of Yomim Shebein Tayim comes up, and it, being that Yomim Shebein Tayim is a Yediyah Lechalik, that is not the case. It doesn't hold when you're dealing with a Yediyah during a Chatzi Shiur, because we say Ein Yediyah Lechatzi Shiur. That's Rabbi Gamliel's opinion. And therefore, the two letters are not separated, and they will join up, and therefore, that will explain the source in which Rabbi Gamliel said Chayav. We are in the middle of a sugya, but being that our shiurim are in a daf yomi format, we will have to pause at this point, but we do so with a heavy heart, knowing that the continuation of the Gemara is a direct continuation of this flow of discussion. Therefore, we're telling you now, and Amir Tzashem will mention at the beginning of our next shiur, that in order to appreciate the continuation of this, one has to be very familiar with that which we have done up till now. So, with that, we conclude our shiur for today.